What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ravens season is over. They lose in Buffalo 27-25. The Bills are getting ready to take on the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC title game. That's the late game on Sunday. And joining us now on the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, he covers the Bills for the Buffalo News. It's our friend Ryan O'Halloran. And Ryan, thank you as always for joining us. We appreciate your time. Let's start with the important stuff first, and that is Aloysius making it on the screen at Highmark Stadium pregame, though he was misidentified as being with us here at 105.7 The Fan. He hasn't been here for a while, but just your thoughts of Jerry making it big like that.
He'll always be here in spirit, though.
Yes,
I do need to.
Yes, we
did name our Hall of Fame after Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman.
We did.
Yeah.
Well, for Baltimore people, it's probably the highlight of the night. And I wasn't even paying attention, and the guy two seats down from me, hey, they put Coleman on the big screen. I'm like messing with my phone, trying to get the camera right, and by the time they did it, it was gone. And, you know, of course, I texted Jerry, and of course, his response was, did you get a picture?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, Brian, it gets even bigger when the head coach responds to it in the post game, says Buffalo's a city of winners. I think this is going to be a T-shirt. If the Bills win it all, Buffalo, city of winners, Jerry's always going to be remembered.
They're having him at the parade if they win, aren't
right?
they?
Like, and they're going to donate money to a charity and his cause. Like, he's reverse fire. Like, it's a what do they call that? Like, the reverse jinx?
Yeah, reverse
he's like
the
reverse
curse.
Jinx
yeah.
this thing.
Yeah.
It was so pathetic. I mean, the fact that McDermott was asked about it, players were asked about it, and I in the locker room, and like Terrell Bernard was like, "Yeah, I wasn't paying attention to anything but the Ravens this week." I mean, what do you? I mean, come on! It's like you just beat the Ravens. Ask him about the football game, like I was doing, but it made for good fodder before the game. Talking to Baltimore media, and they know I know Jerry, and you know he's a legend.
Yes,
he is. It's cemented now.
Yes.
He's not just regional anymore. He's branching out.
Yes, he is.
So, Ryan, if I would have told you that the Ravens are going to outgain the Bills 7.3 per play to 4.6, that Lamar is going to play pretty much a spotless second half, but the Ravens were going to lose, and they were going to lose despite Josh Allen only having 147 total yards, and that James Cook was going to have more carries than Derrick Henry, what would you have said?
Well, then also would have added they didn't punt in a road playoff game.
Yeah, how about that?
I would have said the Bills were probably plus four on the turnover, including a pick six.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was plus three, and they got some points off of it. You know, the Ravens, 2 days later, they just got to be kicking themselves. I mean, it was right there. I mean, 21-10, the Bills decided they wanted to win 21-10.
Yes.
Foolish.
Yeah.
Foolish.
Joe Brady was a coward, man. He was a coward, straight up.
Yeah, and to me, it's like he didn't help his head coaching prospects. But then again, with these owners, they don't know anything. They see Josh Allen. But I thought the Ravens, you know, they march down the field, they score a touchdown, then it's a Jackson interception, and then they march right back down, and the Bills hold them to a field goal. I thought that was a huge possession, and just sort of stem the tide a little bit. But It was statistically, I mean, you give up 176 yards rushing in a playoff game that you win, and you're happy about your rush defense.
It's crazy.
We're talking to Ryan O'Halloran's Inside Access here on The Fan. So, Ryan, just your perception of the Mark Andrews of it all. Not only does he drop the two-point conversion, he has that fumble, and then we don't think it's being talked enough about the first drop, which was right before the Lamar Jackson fumble. If he catches that ball, at worst, it's second and two from the 20, and they're probably doing something different than having Lamar and the bad snap and everything that happened after that. Just, and the fact, as someone that's in the media like yourself, that he hasn't spoken since.
Yeah, so unpack the mistakes. He had the hat trick there, and
yes,
you know they had a couple. They had a couple other drops in that game as well. And then you know the fumble, guys trying to make a play, hell of a play by Menard, I thought in the open field. The 2-point, I didn't really like the play call. Jackson is sort of scrambling toward our corner, a lot of traffic. Still, that's a catch that Mark Andrews, when he does address the media, would say he's got to have that. In terms of Andrews not dealing with it now, well, have fun dealing with it in May because people aren't going to forget about it. I mean, if I would have made sure he talked yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. Or it's just a sign towards he's going to be traded either way. So they're like, they're okay with it, and he's okay with it.
So, yeah, it's not a we just want to hear what he has to say. Yes, that's what we want. We want to hear what he has to say. He's a veteran. So it was disappointing to see that.
Ryan, a huge storyline heading into the game was the Ravens and how they ran all over the Bills in the first matchup. But I thought Buffalo was more physical than the Ravens, especially in the first half, where Buffalo had more rushing yards than the Ravens in the first half. Were you surprised by that?
I was. I thought this was going to be a 25 carry Derrick Henry game, no matter what happened. It was an 18 carry game. And one thing we talked about, 16, even worse. One thing we talked about last week, guys, was would the Bills adjust their personnel? Well, they started off on a 4-3, and they mixed it in when the personnel dictated it, except for on third down. So I thought they were. I thought they heard the rumblings all week saying you're too small, you're not tough enough, you can't stop the run. They used that as internal motivation for whatever works. But they did. I mean, it's Derrick Henry, there were only a couple creases for him in that game. And it was on that one drive in the third quarter where you thought Baltimore's going to take control of this game.
To that end, though, Ryan, and we hit on Brady a little bit there and some of his shortcomings. And look, it's hard. I mean, Todd Monken's offense, 7.3 yards per play, 9.6 yards per attempt. Like, it's hard to say they didn't move the ball. But if I'd have told you, okay, the Bills are going to counter in the way with the 4-3 and make some adjustments and run blitz on early downs, wouldn't you have thought then that the Ravens would have done more with the sixth offensive lineman? The only time they did it away from the goal line is the 17-yard blast from midfield that Henry almost took to the house. I would have said they get super heavy to combat that and say fight fire with fire, or they get Justice Hill back there in the option game with Lamar and run Lamar outside the tackle box all over the place, and there were no design runs for Lamar. I didn't feel like the Ravens countered it very well until third quarter.
No, if the Ravens go heavy, they're still heavier than the Bills.
Yeah.
So, and then, okay, you know, maybe that opens up some play action and you're getting out Justice Hill against a linebacker in that personnel. I take that matchup. And then with Monken, I didn't like either 2-point play. And, you know, you have the Yuli bulldozer, number 22, getting cranked up on that first 2-point possession. Well, then you throw it and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And yeah, obviously the last one here. So I thought that Henry was underutilized.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Before we let you go, Ryan, let's look ahead. How do you see this matchup, Bills and the Chiefs?
Well, I picked the Bills to win the game, just like I would have picked the Ravens to beat the Chiefs this week. You know, the Chiefs have been living dangerously all season with these one possession games. but what the Bills did in the first meeting, I think, is going to be key here. Is they hit Mahomes a lot. And I think that's going to be critical. They should throw some different things at him. They used the spy a couple times. As a spy, you can catch Patrick Mahomes at this stage. So I think that does make some sense. So I think the Bills are going to win, and they're going to go to their first Super Bowl since 93.
Mm. Ryan O'Halloran, always great, man.
Jerry
Thank you so
Coleman,
much.
Yeah, Jerry yeah. Coleman at the parade. Yeah, Let's go.
Get his flight ready.
Well, Jerry, if you're listening, text me your ring size.
Well, and you know he's not going to want to pay for a hotel. Yes, so can he crash with you, Ryan? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
can you be seen with him up there?
No.
No.
Well, I can handle myself in that regard, because if they win the Super Bowl, I mean, I'll tell Jerry, come on up. You're not going to have to pick up the check.
Right.
Well, he'll be on the first Greyhound.
Yeah, that's a good point.
There you go.
Thanks as always, man. We appreciate
Thanks, buddy.
You.
Have fun in KC.
All right, fellas, see ya.
Hey, coming up next, we couldn't get to it yesterday, but recap of what the Terps did on Sunday. Winning ugly, I guess, is fun, and preview what they have going on as the schedule gets much more daunting for Maryland basketball. That's next here on The Fan.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.